Hallelujah. A better clap offering. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it that I will render unto the Lord? What a powerful song. It's a powerful scripture. I want to read it so that it should stay in our hearts. Psalm 116, 12 to 19. But I will just stay on 14. It, what 12 says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So the best gift, the best thanksgiving is to go and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Is to bring a person tomorrow in our Thanksgiving conference. Sunday, bring somebody. Even now, you must take somebody who please come. That is the best gift we can give to the Lord. And then 14, I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Hallelujah. We are not coming to the Lord empty-handed. I've just come to welcome you. I'm not taking offering, but I will tell you that Thanksgiving, you don't come to the Lord empty-handed. Hallelujah. If you read the book of Deuteronomy 16, 9 to 12, but I will just only read verse 10 and 11. This is the celebration. Thanksgiving was a celebration meeting ordered by the Lord. The children of Israel had to appear before the Lord every year to remember the Lord that he has taken them from the bondage of Egypt into his Canaan land. Listen to verse 10. Then you shall keep the feast of weeks to the Lord your God with a tribute of a free will offering. So we are coming to say, Lord, thank you that you have preserved my life. I'm coming. You are not just coming alone. You come with your wallet. Hallelujah. I like what Pastor Jane says. You come with your wallet. You come with a free willing offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord God, as the Lord your God blesses you. And then you shall rejoice before the Lord. So you come with that gift. Now listen to the people who are attending this Thanksgiving offering. One of the days I was sharing prayer, I said, some feasts, certain people were allowed. But the Thanksgiving meeting, everyone was allowed. Listen to verse 11. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your towns, the sojourner is a foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, at the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell there. So everybody was invited to this feast. So this is a very special feast where everyone is invited, the children, the slaves, the kings, the priests, the everyone, and we come with an offering to say, Lord, thank you that you have taken us from Egypt. He has taken us from our sin. This morning, I just woke up with a song called, Lord, thank you for choosing me. It was just bubbling in my heart, Lord, thank you for choosing me. So we are thanking God for, Lord, thank you for choosing us. You know, I was just imagining when Pastor Jane was leading prayer for a what the Lord has done for you. Forget what is it that he has not done. You would be dead, maybe, or you'll be drunk somewhere, or you'll be in a prostitution corner somewhere, you'll be in jail somewhere, you will be somewhere. But the Lord preserved us. He has cleansed us with this blood. He has kept us. We are here. I was sharing with Muruti during the week saying, I like the story of Abimelech. Abimelech in Genesis 22, he comes before the Lord after he has taken Sarah as his wife. And then God says, return the man his wife. And then he says, oh God, I didn't sleep with Sarah. God says, it's me who stopped you. Abimelech wanted to make herself a holy and righteous. So Lord, I have not touched the woman. God says, no. How about touch her? Because it's me who stopped you. So it is God who stops us from sinning. It is God who stops us from going our way. What? It's not that Mare right shall say right. It is God who says, shh, when are you going, Mare, shh, back. Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has preserved us. I've just come to welcome. I want to start with Peli so that I don't forget it. Hallelujah. The Peli campus, you are welcome. Hallelujah. We've got Peli in our midst. We've got Midrand in our midst. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got East in our midst. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have Mount Horeb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And then we have the Church of Light of Life. Hallelujah. We really want to thank God. And those who are streaming, we have Cape Town. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are also having a Gloucester United Kingdom. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And among us, we've got our host, Acadia. Woo! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We want to welcome all our visitors, all those who have come, responded to our invitation. You have come to the right place. This is the best Thanksgiving offering. When we are giving God a Thanksgiving offering is called the peace offering. And the nice part here, peace offering, you don't wait. You eat together with the Lord. Hallelujah. Meaning, the things that you've been waiting for, you are getting them today. Hallelujah. You are getting them this weekend. Hallelujah. You are getting them tomorrow. We are not going to wait for next year and say, oh God, I'm waiting. Thanksgiving meetings is we are on the table with the Lord. Can we give God a clap offering as we continue to praise the Lord? I almost did a very grievous mistake. To forget to welcome Apostle Vincent. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning I was panicking because this conference is in midweek. I said, hey, why Apostle Aratawe Zancho like this? Why I choose the Friday? And then I was panicking. And then God says, yes, I want it that way. I want you to trust me. I don't like a Sunday because Sunday you know where everybody is coming. I want this way so that you panic and know that I am with you. So Apostle, the Lord is with you. Church, our pastors, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us. Thank you for this offering and God bless you.